I'm not surprised by this data. I'm not surprised at all by the myriad corporate clients, CEOs, and boards of directors that I've counseled over the last number of years around what's at risk, really, when it comes to crisis management or issues management. And to be sure, it's a business-related problem. And absolutely can impact the bottom line. I think we'll get into a bit of kind of what your corporate reputation looks like and how to kind of manage and steer and guide that. And I think we'll also talk a bit about brand management as well. It's all basically of a piece. But this data that you've included on this slide kit, I think, is important and I think sets us up for some of the foundational I think issues that I like to counsel my clients around when it comes to dealing with a crisis are basically principles that can help guide. And there are kind of two buckets. One bucket is really what I would call a values set of principles, and then another set is operations of principles. And on the value side, I would say there are basic themes that we would encourage our clients to follow when it comes to handling a crisis that can impact your business bottom line. And that's just basic issues of honesty and integrity, consistency and transparency. These are issues that would hold any company in I think, good form no matter what, but absolutely during a crisis, when there are a lot of pressures pulling a company in a bunch of different directions, sometimes bad decisions can come to fore. And that's a real problem when it comes to keeping a steady kind of even keel on who you are as a company. And so always focusing on those issues from a values perspective on honesty, always telling the truth, integrity, always doing the right thing, consistency. In other words, having a consistent message, no matter who your stakeholder group is that you're communicating to. You can't say one thing to one group and something else to another group. And then the issues of transparency. It's not always possible because it's not always knowable. We talked yesterday about cyber. It's not always knowable right away what actually happened. There's forensics and there are other things that have to be understood, investigations that have to be completed, but at the same time, to the extent that you know something is knowable, transparency with your stakeholders is incredibly important. And then the last bucket that I would say when it comes to handling a crisis really is operational, and that is making sure that you are doing a good job as a company of stakeholder mapping and then managing your stakeholder communications. Stakeholders include everybody from investors to consumers and customers, whether you're B2B or whether you're another sort of company. Right, what your employees, and on and on and on. All of our different stakeholder groups are really important. It's really important also to make sure that you're prepared to the extent possible. So preparation is important. We'll get into that in a little bit. The last thing I'd say is, as the only communications person at this event, it is highly important, especially during a crisis, that there's no daylight between your advisors. Now, that doesn't mean that your advisors are always going to agree. Hopefully, there will be some sparks that fly during a crisis. Hopefully, your communications advisors will be saying a bit of one thing and helping you think about the situation from one perspective. And your legal advisors will certainly be saying something else. So there will be sparks that fly. That's almost guaranteed. But what you cannot have as a company is daylight between your advisors, surprises between your advisors. There are going to be enough surprises and hits and slings and arrows that come at you when a crisis hits. The last thing you need is true conflict and any daylight between your advisors sitting at the table, giving you the best advice that they can possibly give you to help you through this crisis situation that's going to impact your business bottom line.
Yep. And so, I've got the title up here of who best handled a crisis. I mean, we've had a lot of examples in the news, plenty of them to deal with. And the folks on what, the extremes where they don't handle it pretty well are, denial of responsibility, issues about developing answers, but never having sort of the right answer out in the press, out in the media, early and often. If you end up contradicting yourself, obviously, you look worse. We've got examples like Wells Fargo or BP to point to in those regards. And other instances where the companies did a good job of handling those kinds of things. There was a great quote, so I'm just going to use it rather than try and paraphrase it. It's sort of this best people who refuse to let circumstances define them. In a crisis, they can literally save the day. They land the crippled plane, save the patient, lead the troops to victory, and make the pivotal calls in organizations. They understand they must recognize the crisis, get everyone else to acknowledge it, and respond to its early warning signals. They don't deny the urgency or severity of the adversity. They don't blame people, external events, or the elusive they that contributed to the world's mischief. If they played a role in the creating the crisis, they admit that too. And so on the positive side, and Leonard and I were actually talking about this yesterday, where he was right over there. A friend or colleague of ours went to take the job as the chief legal officer, general counsel of Starbucks, 2 weeks before the racial incident in Philadelphia. And one of the things that the media points to often about who handled it well, who handled a crisis well, was Starbucks, right? They said, they didn't say, this is one employee in Philadelphia who was being bad. They said, if this is an issue in our company, we're going to address it. They shut down the organization for a day, had training across the country, and everybody said, you know, good answer. Let's make sure that that message is out there, that Starbucks has this reputation. And that's the brand management piece that Eric was talking about.